It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
People will go out of their way to catch their significant other cheating. They'll go through their phone, maybe put a GPS tracker in their car, even go as far as hiring a private investigator.
To get
in there and take a closer look, investigate those privates, make sure you know where they've been.
That one looks like it went somewhere else.
Yep. Well, Heather, who's on the phone today, was hired to catch somebody cheating, and now she's got a problem. What's up, Heather?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you a privates investigator?
Well, I'm trying to be right now, actually.
Really?
Okay. Wait, is this like a new thing for you? You've never done it before?
No, I've never done it before, but a friend of a friend approached me.
Okay.
And she basically hit me up and told me that she is very suspicious of her current boyfriend and thinks that he's cheating on her.
Oh, man.
So why does this involve you?
Exactly. I'm like, no, I'm not that girl. Don't be trying to like creep on my Instagram and all that jazz. But basically, she offered to pay me $50.
Uh-huh.
To approach her boyfriend, like when she knew he was going to be out without her, and flirt with him to see if he would basically flirt back with me or, you know, entertain the idea of being with me.
Right. Okay.
So she basically, I guess that's called entrapment, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I've heard of people doing things like this. They'll ask a friend to flirt with their boyfriend or girlfriend to see if maybe they're down to cheat. So did you take the money?
Oh, honey, I was like, $50, that's like a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, so, why not?
Well, hopefully she paid for your drinks that night, too. Or he did. I don't know. I don't know how the night went.
Well, so basically, she gave me a picture of him so I knew what he looked like.
Okay.
And described him. And, of course, he sounded like a total bag.
Well, right. And the thing is, usually if you're getting to a point where you're paying somebody $50 to try to flirt with your boyfriend, it's because you actually know he's cheating. You just need evidence.
Exactly. So I went to this bar and I walk in. Immediately, I see this group of guys and he's in the middle. And I just did my thing. I walked up to the bar, acted like I was waiting for a drink, and made sure I was standing next to him. And then I just turned to him and I put my hand on his arm. And I was like, oh, my God, I love this color on you. It makes your eyes like totally pop.
Nice.
And he just like his face just like brightened up. And we totally ended up talking. And like I said, I expected him to be a total bag.
Oh, no.
And he was the exact opposite.
Really? So he didn't take the bait then?
He basically took the bait in the sense that he talked to me and, you know, I was like flirting and like touching his arm and like laughing at all his jokes and like telling his friends like, oh my God, this guy is so awesome. And he did offer to buy me a drink.
Okay.
But then at the end of this little, you know, 30-minute extravaganza, I basically said, you know, I would love to see you sometime. And I offered my phone number to him.
And
he literally put his hand on like my shoulder and said, you are so pretty and so sweet. But honestly, I have to tell you that I have a girlfriend, so I can't take your number.
Oh my God, for once, his girlfriend was just being paranoid and it wasn't actually true.
You failed at your mission. Did you have to give your $50 back?
Didn't have to do that. But here's the problem, you guys.
What's the issue?
I literally left the bar thinking, wow, like I'm really picky and I definitely have trust issues and I have a hard time trusting men because I've been cheated on before. Mm-hmm. I left the bar like my heart kind of like skipped a beat when he put his hand on my shoulder and was like, you're so beautiful and this. I like thought he was going to be like, I would love to go out with you. So when he said, no, I have a girlfriend, like my heart literally fell into my stomach.
Wait.
And now I can't stop thinking about him, you guys.
Oh, God, all right. No,
so,
you can't. Basically, no. So he told me he had a girlfriend. But first of all, obviously, this girl's a little Looney Tune. You know, like, I don't know now if I'm crazy, but there's a part of me, you guys. I mean, Lord help me. I kind of want to, like, tell him, like, what his girlfriend did.
Do you want to tell her, like, what's the point of telling him, though? Is it so that he maybe breaks up with his girlfriend and then you have a shot?
Can I say yes to that? Yes.
You say whatever you want to say if that's the real reason.
You cannot do that. That is pure evil. You cannot do that.
You're sabotaging them.
Well, no, but am I sabotaging it or am I giving him a look into the girl he's dating? Like, look what she's doing. I mean,
obviously there's a huge trust issue there, and maybe he's better off not in that relationship.
Oh, my God. Do not feed into this, Jubal.
Well, I'm not feeding into anything. Maybe he's better off. Like, if you have a girl who's trying to set you up to cheat, then maybe you shouldn't be there.
But you don't know what's really going on behind closed doors.
And neither
okay?
do
maybe
you. So let's just make her have the phone
you
call.
You stay out of it. That is not your man.
Well, this is why I'm calling you, and obviously you both have different opinions.
That okay. is bad
so
karma.
What do you want to do then with your phone call?
Well, I mean, can we call him?
We can do whatever you want to do. It's your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I do not support this. I just want to put it out there right now.
Brooke,
it's not that I want to ruin it. I just want to enlighten him. Maybe their relationship isn't as good.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Maybe out of obligation, he said, I have a girlfriend.
Who knows?
We'll never know unless we actually make the phone call. So
okay.
let's just do that. All right, Heather, hang on the phone, and we'll make your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, okay?
I love you.
All right, hang on.